the Joe and Alex Show. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. And wow, talk about dumb people getting fired. Did you guys see this Ford dealership out in California where they're going through all the wildfires? Do you see the ad they put out? Got a lot of people upset.
No.
Tell me what you think. Maybe I'm overreacting too. A Ford dealership in California rolled out a new ad that made light of the deadly wildfires that have killed dozens of people in the state. Here's what the ad said. Well, we didn't catch fire, but these deals are smoking hot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, probably a little insensitive.
First of all, car dealerships in general always have the dumbest and cheesiest advertising. Like, I can't stand, like, you ever hear the commercials? Like, oh, man, we're gobbling up the competition this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they always do that stuff.
Don't get stuffed by high prices. Look, I can do this for a living. I'm on fire right now.
Probably should have rethought that one before they posted that.
Yeah, well, the dealership published another post that read, "Hello, friends. Our advertising team picked a heading for this week's campaign that appears to be insensitive to some." Yeah, that wasn't a good reply either. So a spokesman for the dealership yesterday said, "Recently we expressed ourselves in a way that doesn't reflect our values. We're sorry." It's just like, come on, guys. How dumb are you? Now, here's kind of a cool talk about taking advantage of a situation in a good way. This involves Toyota. This is really cool. And the photo's up on joeandalexshow.com and the Need to Know News blog. A nurse is being offered a new truck after his was scorched while helping patients get to safety in the midst of the campfire. Alan Pierce was able to get all the patients along with other staff out of the hospital thanks to him and other people. He made two trips to get others to safety. He shared the damaged truck on social media because it's a white truck, but it's burnt. It looks like,
wow, just, like he drove right through the fire.
Through the flames down the middle
Holy
of the road.
Cow.
And people were, seeing this footage, you couldn't do this in a movie. It's so scary. But he got out and then he shared the damage of his truck on social media, thanking Toyota and writing, "This truck literally saved my life." He then posted an update on Sunday night to share a GoFundMe somebody actually set up for him, writing that, "Hey, just an update. I actually lost my house in that fire, and I don't know about my job because the hospital kind of was caught up in the fire, too."
Ooh.
So he lost his house, truck's pretty much destroyed, and may not even have a place to work or a thing to do. So that's terrible. And here's something at least cool. Just a little thing right there. Toyota saw the original post that he put up there of, like, saving people, and they chimed in and they said, "Hey, don't worry about your truck. We're honored to get you a new one."
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That's smart marketing right there. They're going to take care of that guy. And a shout out to all of our nurses out there. We appreciate you, all the hard work that you do. Alex, this is something you probably talk about, but I'm like, wow, this is genius. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to have to make sure they do that. A girl who used a code word was able to stop an attempted abductor from, like, taking her, and who knows what would have happened. Listen to this story. This is 10-year-old Madison. She's a young girl in Arizona who recently stopped an attempted kidnapper by using her family's code word.
"I was scared because if I would have hopped in, I didn't know what he would do to me. He was covering his face like this, and he told me that my brother has been in a serious accident, and he told me to come pick you up. And then I just remembered the code word, and then I asked it. He didn't know it, so he drove off, and I ran straight home and told my grandma."
I mean, imagine being 10, you
wow.
hear that, you're probably scared. You're like, oh no, my brother, my mommy, my daddy.
Yep.
And it's like the smart, and that goes to the parents too. Actually, here is Madison's mom talking about everything.
"She could show other kids it's okay to ask that question and not everyone's your friend. I think kids respond more to kids than they do adults, and they can understand, they can be brave and smart and run. And so I thought she could reach more families out there."
Yeah, so that's really cool. Proud of that little girl. I want everybody to grab their phone because we all have iPhones here on the Joe and Alex Show. I want you to look at this and give me an answer in a second. I want you to look at your screen time, and I want to see how many times you actually pick up or look at your phone.
Oh, no.
Look on that if you can. If you can't find it, no biggie. But
where is it? How do you find it?
Well, for me, I just go from my main page and I swipe left. It says screen time. See right there?
Oh, no. I think you actually have to, like, find it, right?
Oh, well, just search screen time. It should be. It's the most recent update. And I went and I clicked on just the last 7 days, and I clicked on yesterday. And what you do, this is insane. Americans look at their phone an average of 52 times a day. Wednesday doesn't count because we just started, so I'm going to click on my Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know where mine is on my phone if you don't have a direct instruction for me.
I picked up my phone 64 times yesterday. 64, so I'm above average. Says the average person looks at their phone 52 times a day.
I picked up between the last 7 days, 469. But
my weekly
total for social networking, entertainment, creativity for the past 7 days is 19 hours and 19 minutes.
Where okay. are you guys
That's
seeing
like a full
this?
Day.
Is Here, it in Liv, the settings?
No,
do
no.
Do mine. Here.
I will. Well, Porkchop's phone is
But you have
ancient.
To say it for people that don't know. No, where
okay,
is it in
so
the phone?
You
it's
swipe,
screen time.
You
search for screen time.
Swipe left. Swipe left to where you can search, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, scroll down.
Search screen time.
Scroll down. It should be the last thing. Do you see it?
Okay.
Now tap on it. Porkchop, I don't think you have it, buddy.
Oh, no.
You
He's
need
got
the update.
Grandpa phone.
You need the update.
I can't update my phone because I'm
is
out
that,
of space.
Is that the jitterbug?
No, it's iPhone 6S, and I bought it the day it came out. Thank you.
Yeah, well.
What'd you say yours was for the week?
Mine was 64 pickups. That's what I was looking at, because they say the average person picks it up 52 times a day. Like, if you click on a day through the 7 days in a week, that's what it'll show you.
What's your weekly total for screen time? Go to that, because that's one that's 19 minutes and now 20 minutes.
I don't know how
19
to read
hours,
this.
20 minutes.
I don't like all this data. It's like too confusing
I
for
mean,
me.
Come
all
on.
Right, this is getting out of control, but that was my whole point there.
How 38 hours and 22 minutes for Alex. I'm
is
sorry,
Is that a lot
Joe.
Or not a lot?
That's a lot. That's like double mine.
In it a is? Week?
Yeah, in the past 7 days. Sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you didn't. It's just, I guess I should have prepped everybody before we went on there. I thought it was pretty easy just to swipe on it. But either way, that is incredible. So look at how many times you pick up in a day. If it's over 52, you're above average, which is not a good thing. And finally, Chick-fil-A is a good thing. They're giving out $1 million in free chicken sandwiches to promote. They have this brand new launch they're delivering with a DoorDash. The
Yay!
Company rolled out on-demand delivery, so Alex will never leave her house again. More than 1,100 restaurants in the U.S. and customers who order through the DoorDash app or website. And this is the promo code. I'll put it up on the Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com. CFA, like Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. CFA delivery. On orders of $5 or more, you'll receive one free sandwich. Sandwich
I'm in.
Past $4.99 each.
I screenshotted that from Instagram last night at
Oh,
midnight.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I guess we're getting Chick-fil-A today. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.